Welcome to the Love, Sex and Freedom podcast. This is where you're going to discover how to bring awakening into the body and into everyday life through powerful tantric teachings. Get ready to release, open and step into your true power. So, who had a mother or and a grandmother? Whose lineage had a role model for what Tara's talking about? A woman who's in her power and has emotional mastery, and when the mind is spinning her out of the present moment, she could drop in and feel what's underneath that and be able to bring it back in. And if the answer is, I just don't know, surrender into the unknown. Anyone's mother here? And, you know, there's this really interesting contemplation that you can do whenever you're feeling into expansion and going beyond your conditioning, which is, what was my mother like? What was my grandmother like? What is the major current and theme and wave to their emotional body? And how they live their life. Because we learn through imitation, right? We learn through watching our mothers, our grandmothers. And part of the beauty of tribe that we really sacrifice in modern Western culture is that our children can have lots of different women and men that are holding them. It is something that gets, we were at Bliss Festival, Stella and I rocking it up for a whole weekend, and so many mums came up to me and were just like, oh my God, it's so beautiful to see this. This is what I want, you know, especially the ones with younger kids. And this work, when it's in its deepest, most glorious representation, is when there is this felt sense amongst women of really breaking free from a lineage that were so identified with their gender, with their job, with their partner. It's like so many women were not in their power. So many of our mums were not in their power. Why? Because they didn't have emotional mastery. They didn't have emotional mastery. They didn't have a real grounded knowing of who they were. They were a mum. They were a wife. You know, they were pissed off or they were subservient. I mean, I was born in the 70s and, you know, women are burning bras and thinking they're liberating but becoming more like men, you know, entering the workforce. I mean, we could only vote not long before I was born. It's crazy. And it's not about becoming victims. It's about finding true empowerment. Because that empowerment that was found wasn't true empowerment. Women have just come so far away from their feminine nature, and there's a lot of buzz around coming into your feminine. And part of it is beautiful to see, and part of it makes me go, this isn't it. It's like flaunting yourself all over Instagram as a way of expressing your feminine, or talking about, you know, going here and there and doing activities like massage or getting your nails done. And it's all, yeah, beautiful and maybe a small part of it, but it's not it. What is it is that you are feeling a sense of fundamental worthiness to be who you are. And when you're in that space, energetic alignment, spiritual alignment, sexual alignment, is the navigator. And we're already worthy. We don't have to get worthy. We're here now, fundamentally worthy of love, money, and a beautiful life, right? But if we don't feel whole, we're going to always be looking for things. We're going to become dependent on our partner for a certain part of the human experience. And of course, you know, I love having a partner. I'm definitely at my absolute happiest when experiences are shared and I'm making love and I'm getting help with the kids, and 100%. But I'm still also really happy when Matisse isn't around and without a partner, right? And there's this interesting meeting of souls that can happen between you and your partner, between you and anyone, when you feel whole. And, you know, what does that mean? What does it mean to feel whole? It means that you can access the different faces of the feminine every day, that you're holding a level of queenliness that has boundaries, that can own your yes and your no, that is yes to what's in alignment and no to what's not in alignment. And I've had to make really tough choices. You know, I'm Italian. There's so many rules about what you do with family and how to behave. And a time in my life came where I just saw I'm not enjoying my life. And there was a part of me that was clinging onto my identity. You know, I had a job that was paying good money. I had this beautiful man who I'd been with for over 10 years, a beautiful house. And then one day that was it. No husband anymore, no job, and getting rid of the big fancy house. And for the first time, I didn't have an identity. And it's scary when you don't have an identity, right? And what I had to do was I had to face all of the voices in my head from my lineage, my auntie, my mum, my grandmother, saying you have to own a house, saying being a mother is sacrifice. Like, what are you doing going away again? And why would you leave such a good man? And why would you split up when your kids aren't? And so many things. And my journey into Tantra at the beginning was realizing that, oh, it's okay to rest. The minute we would rest, and it's given me good things. So in this process of finding out who I was, I had to undo what I wasn't, but that I, what I was told I should be. And it was really, really difficult. Really, really difficult. And it's not meant to be easy. And a lot of you have already done work with me, or those of you who are in the practitioner training, you're going really deep. But for those of you who are new, it's, you have to be really patient with yourself. And when I say things like have a felt sense of what this amazing life is like in your body, if you can't feel that, that's normal. It takes time. So, you know, that basic practice that Tara was talking about, that's such a huge part of it. And we just get, we get used to breathing into the body instead of avoiding the body through the mind, instead of giving into whatever conditioning we've had that has disembodied us. And there's the conditioning we've been talking about of society and education. And today we're going into the connection with your lineage. So if everybody can close their eyes. And breathe up the spine, inhale, open the belly. Keep the inhalation going up into the heart, open the heart. And then rest the shoulders back and down, give the body a little bit of a shake. I'm going to take you into a bit of a process. While I think of it, someone messaged me and said, you know, in that phase of feeling, I don't know what to do. And, you know, part of the practitioner training is like the 12 modules then fill in that activation part with different practices to help you come into your emotional body. So instead of head fucking yourself, if you find it difficult to feel in any part of this coming process or anything we've done together, just know that you've jumped into quite a high level. And we have so many resources around emotional mastery, including a free 8-day journey, totally free, that we wanted to create for people, so that they weren't always paying for the support. And it goes through boundaries, it goes through transparency, being able to express yourself, and most importantly, to be able to feel what's happening in your body so that you can actually listen to it, yeah? And different tools you can use to feel more deeply. So that's just fucking amazing. And then we've got courses that go all the way up to practitioner training. That's a huge journey where you're going to be going through all those practices and learning them and giving them to others. So please, if Anytime you're not understanding something or you're not able to fully feel it, it's okay. That's normal. And there are resources for you. Just take what you can and trust the body to take what it can. Yeah. Okay. So Tara, can you invoke the energies, the energy of inner union and sacred union with a Shiva Shakti mantra, please?
Om Shivaya Shaktiye Namaha. Om Shivaya Shaktiye. Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Shaktiye, Om Shaktiye, Om Shaktiye Namaha, Om Shiva Shaktiye Namaha, Om Shiva Shaktiye Namaha. Om Shiva Shaktiye Namaha.
So just bringing your hands to your heart and feeling this intention awakening today to break the lineage, not only our personal lineage and our family, but the lineage of the feminine energy from a very masculine rising of empowerment that was needed, and from the guardedness, protectiveness, the projection, the dependency, the submission. All of the stuff, just trust your imagination. Just see the past lineage of feminine on your side, on your personal lineage, and to see it at a broader level. And just see it all behind you. Just see it all behind you. And if you're here and you're with me, then you're ready to pave the way for a new lineage. So what I want you to see in front of you is the whole picture, and of course there's even more, but the whole picture of the feminine when we're looking at the core of our different beautiful expressions. And I want you to see in front of you the lover with her dreaminess and her longing and her sweetness and a deep desire to be in joy, to live life and love to the fullest, to breathe life in through the senses, to experience nature and animals and relationships. And it's just so much love buzzing around this energy. And see your warrior who enters the battlefield with determination of wanting to know who she is, of unveiling, unmasking, unwinding. And she's ready to enter the battlefield against the anti-life and say, I choose to be alive. I fucking choose this. It is my birthright to be alive. And then feel your mothering energy. If you're a mother, see yourself with your children. Otherwise, see yourself with those that you love unconditionally. See yourself with the friends that are dear to you, the family, animals. See the mothering energy that is going to love you forever and ever, that is unconditional, that is all-embracing, that is compassionate, that can be fierce, fiercely protective, that is connected to the earth and the womb and the hearth and the fire. And then see your priestess, the one who is all of that and none of that, the one who is in a constant purification process of anything that gets her too caught up in self in order to go beyond self, not in a way that she's disembodied, but to purify so that she can be empty enough to bring forth God or goddess or whatever word you want to use, love. So that she can be a vessel for God, for love, for the goddess, for freedom. And then the queen is embodying all of these. Your queen, when just look at yourself when you're in a state of most wholeness, when you're feeling loving and alive with the beauty of this wonderful world, when you're overflowing and everything's flowing in and you're receiving and you're soft, receptive, when you're in that end, you're in your warrior, willing to die and take action for what you believe in. Your priestess, who's in a purification, not for her own self purposes or gratification, but for the delivery of what is pure onto this planet, the delivery of oneness, the delivery of unity, the delivery of the everything and nothing that is an interconnected web that weaves us all together. And she remembers. And the mothering energy, loving, 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 with her big angel wings, those around her, and fierce, giving fierce truths and fiercely protecting. When are you in all of those energies, and what would it feel like to be in all of those energies every day? Not at the same time, but imagine what your days would look like if you were lover some of the day, warrior, priestess, mother, holding all of that and feeling whole and not needing anything outside of you to access the wholeness of who you are. The wholeness of who you are. What would that look like? What would that feel like? And now I want you to imagine that you're turning around and you're facing your ancestors, your personal ancestors and the ancestors who came before you, all of the women, everything they've traversed, all of the trauma, the hardship, the beauty as well, the feeling of not having the same rights because we're in a female body, the abandonment during wars, the abandonment when our men go off to work, the abandonment when they're not giving us what we need as women. And we're angry and we're sad and we don't know what to do with that, so we create distance. There's no transparency. There's no ability to say yes and no. There's just like yes and then angry about it after. And some of this may resonate with you, some of it may not. But just have a look at your lineage. See what there is to see. Feel what there is to feel. And as you feel it, move the body, let out some sound. And just check out the beliefs in your lineage about money, about relationship, about resting, about having fun, about working, about relationship. And some of it might be heavy. I've done this so many times, and even just feeling it now, I can feel. And then I want you to put your hands on your womb, and I want you to imagine that there's all of these beliefs from your mother, from your grandmother, from the mothers and grandmothers before us in your womb. And we're going to give all of that back now. And I want you to actually imagine that you're connecting your hands with those beliefs and where that energy is stuck in your womb. And you're going to breathe it up. And with love, forgiveness and gratitude for all the beauty our ancestors have brought us, we needed to go into our masculine. We needed to fuck it up a bit and guard and protect, because there was a fear that was real. There was a fear that was real, and we don't need that fear anymore. Men are beautiful. There are more beautiful men on the planet that I meet than not beautiful. That is for damn sure. And they are scared and they're confused, and they're still paying the price for a time that has gone. So I consecrate this to all the beautiful men on the planet. I consecrate this to the end of gender wars. I consecrate this to the beginning of wholeness, to the beginning of a new lineage where power is not sourced from anything other than our own emotional mastery and sense of wholeness, and being able to meet our beloved, our service, and the world from a place of wholeness and transparency and worthiness, fundamental worthiness. And the more you are there for yourself, like right in this moment, every time you do what Tara puts you through and you breathe and you feel, every time you say no to what's a fucking no to your alignment, every time you say yes, that's the other way you heal the self-worth. When the first way is to just fucking feel what's underneath it and be there with it, and it's okay to not feel good enough. You do that enough times, you're ready to feel good enough, and you're ready to start treating yourself better and being there for you. And that's how your self-worth naturally cultivates. You begin to know that you are worthy for being shown up for, and you show up for yourself every fucking day. You show up for yourself. And right now we are showing up together as sisters. You're going to feel those beliefs in your womb, and you are going to, with the grace of the priestess, give this back to your lineage with love and gratitude, with the determination of the warrior who is ready to die and be in truth, the beauty of the lover who's ready to say no more to any beliefs that constrain our sexuality, no more to any beliefs that constrain our sense of relaxation and being able to just stop and breathe and feel and enjoy, not sacrifice every fucking minute and do. We have a right. And our mothering energy that is nurturing that inner child, let's do it for our little girls. Let's do it for our literal little girls, if you have any, our children, our boys, children's lives who we touch. Let's do it for the future generation. Let's clear this. Om Dum Durgay Namaha. Om Dum Durgay Namaha. Feel a circle of love and respect around yourself. See that lineage, see your mum, see your grandma, any beliefs that have been passed down to you that do not serve you, with grace, I give these back to you now. I give these back to you now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for teaching me to be tough. Thank you for teaching me whatever it is you want to say thank you for. Thank for all of it. And this one I don't need anymore. I give it back.
Thanks for listening to the Love, Sex and Freedom podcast. For more great free resources, in-person and online workshops and our retreats, find us on Instagram and Facebook at Embodied Awakening Academy, or visit embodiedawakeningacademy.com.